The biggest reason it changed me is I saw what happens when I bet on my future self, when I take the strategic moves and stretches that don't make sense to anyone else around me based on who I know. I can like feel my future self saying like, yes, go for it.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said,
We Said.
Oh, we got a guest in the house.
We did nail it. We didn't even practice that.
Totally unplanned. Our dear friend Lindsay Schwartz is here. Say hi, Lindsay.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi. And your wife.
And my wife. But you're not the special guest. Well, you're always a special guest.
Always super special.
You're the centerpiece, literally.
Oh, I am. I'm sitting in the center. So
Lindsay came out to visit us, hang out with us. And the ladies just took a quick drive. They had to run somewhere and back. And what was it, 2-hour drive, something like that?
Yeah.
And they came back and they're like on cloud nine. They're bouncing off the walls. They're all hyped up. They've got all these ideas. And they spent the last 2-hour drive talking about expansiveness and specific moments when we did something that felt either scary or irresponsible or unreasonable. But it became this moment that totally radically expanded us. So we thought we'd each share one of those. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first because this is one of the things that I shared with Lindsay in the car was talking about how when we first moved to the Midwest, and I can't remember so it was after we had lost everything and moved into that one condo
in Minneapolis.
That was like way more expensive than the money we had. We did not even have the money to move into this one bedroom, small condo. Do you remember what we paid for that?
I totally do. It was $4,000 a month.
That was about
12 years ago, maybe 11 years ago. And it was right after we were starting from zero. And do you even know this? So we literally were starting from below zero.
Yeah.
And we took my severance package to pay off all the bills that we could. And we took part of that severance package. And it was multiple six figures. It didn't even cover all of our debts, right? So we had to borrow some money from mom and dad as well to cover all
their retirement, by the way, which felt awful.
But we prepaid that place for 1 year so that we would have 1 year of runway.
Oh, that's right. And be like, able when this to, runs out, like right? we have to figure this out.
And it gave us a deadline. And so we prepaid that place for 1 year so we could be in that building because it was actually a mother-in-law suite, as they called it.
It was for the rich people above, for their visitors.
It was
to
their
come.
Extra place. Totally in this amazing. Did you know that?
No.
Yep.
So it was like this little spot in this, like, we just so happened to like move into essentially a closet that's in this building that's like millionaire mansions. And we got the closet, which we were so excited about. We didn't even care. Like our ego was just, and people knew like the lower levels, like what that was for. And we were so good with it because we just wanted to get into the invite. Like that's a version of full immersion.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, that was like, if we just get around this, like imagine the conversations we're going to have in the parking garage. Like imagine the parties we're going to get invited to.
And they happened.
Yeah. And it happened. So number one, that's not the story, but that's a story within itself of all of the moments in life that we have stretched. And from that year, what ended up happening is there was so much expansiveness that I wish that I could tell you all of the things that went on in that year. But just being around that and even just parking next to Porsches every day and having these different conversations, you just think different. You go, okay, what are these people doing? And how are they thinking? It gets you out of this mindset of maybe pulling into your regular neighborhood where everybody's doing the same thing.
Barely getting
just like
by,
not thinking about that next level or asking the right questions. So anyway, that time goes by that we spent in that condo and we decide that we want our dream to move to California. And you guys, we had saved a bunch of money. We thought we were going to move a year prior, but we didn't quite feel comfortable enough yet to do that.
Okay, you left out a punchline. They're like, wait, if you're starting over, how'd you save a bunch of money? So this is probably
things out sometimes.
So just to catch you guys up real quick, we went from zero starting over to $1 million a year within about 18 months time by being expanded and being around big thinkers. And that's when you started your gym, started Isogenics, everything else. Everything just took off. That's when you and I were reading Secrets of the Millionaire Mind in bed together.
Mm-hmm.
So the punchline is this. Here we are 18 months into our do-over. And things are going great financially, making more money than we ever thought that we were going to make, especially that quickly. And that's when we set our sights on, wait a minute, we want to be in California. Okay, so pick up from there.
So we're starting to look at places in California. And mind you, we are feeling a little bit like we are downgrading because it is so we wouldn't even use this word, but we're going to use it here just so we can all understand. It was so expensive. It was so mind-blowingly expensive for a shithole. And so we started looking at places that were like nice or decent, but nothing even crazy.
Dated.
And so we ended up finding a spot that was super dated. I'm talking like 20, 25 years, super dated. Even the furniture was 20, 25 years old.
A lot of shiny decorations.
Yeah, like Don Johnson was going to show up at my door in the pink like suit coat at any moment. And it's $9,000 a month.
But once again, leaving out context, why was it a stretch? Why was it exciting? Because we called it the Bentley building.
Oh, yeah.
So this was like the worst unit in this Oceanside, literally Oceanside, huge twin tower set of condos. And everything in the driveway, everything in the garage was Bentleys and Ferraris and Rolls Royces and you name it. So Lori and I called the Bentley building. And remember, we're kind of new to making some money. And we were the poorest people out of probably 500 residents in that building. Mm-hmm. And the rent was crazy. For a furnished place, they wanted what, babe?
They wanted $9,000 for the smallest furnished place in there. And I'm telling you, the furniture was absolute shit pie. It was terrible. So that was wrapping my mind around, like, why is this an upgrade? Even though I knew that it was, I knew that getting myself into that environment was going to change everything. And it did. Mm-hmm. It only took a few months for me to be like, wait, once you get around this and once you start to up level and ask these questions and realize that these opportunities are all around you now, it just completely changed everything for me. And again, I'm leaving so many things out because there's so many little stories and opportunities and conversations and things that you have to take a risk on and say yes to. But what I want you to see is, like, we had to take these risks and say yes to these really big things before we felt ready. It was so scary. So scary.
Things that felt like irresponsible that people would tell us were irresponsible.
Oh, yeah. We had lots of conversations around, like, have you lost yourself? What are you thinking? You just got wrapped up in the California lifestyle.
Why do you have to move into this building?
Yeah. You're stretching yourself. Except we knew that we were trying to make ourselves bigger than the problem and that we just needed to be around the people who were thinking that way in order to become them. It's like when your parents are like, don't hang around that bully in school or those assholes because you're going to become one. Well, go hang around the rich people because you're going to become one. Mm-hmm. It's just how it works. So
everything is an idea exchange. Everything is an energy exchange. So who you're sharing ideas with every single day matters. Are you sharing them with people that have the same size goals as what you want to accomplish? And most people aren't. Most people are sharing ideas and sharing conversations every single day, unknowingly, unintentionally, with people who are exactly where they're at right now.
Yeah, and it's or a little bit behind you. And I have to be honest, there are so many times in my life where I was like, still in this pool with people where I was getting so much validation from, like, being able to either help them, but I was getting no energy from the relationships. I was getting nothing in return. So sometimes we can still feel really good about ourselves because of who we're hanging around, because we're getting a lot of validation from that relationship because we can help. I'm speaking to mostly women right now. But you need to start finding those people who give you equal energy or who make you spiral upward.
So Lori's moment that changed everything, her expansive moment, to bring it back to the theme, was when we stretched on where we lived when we were starting over below zero. And then 2 years after that, when we moved to California, we made decisions that people would have said are dumb or irresponsible, but they had intention behind them and they freaking worked.
Yep.
All right, Linz, what about you? A time that expanded you and felt scary, irresponsible, anything?
Yeah, I feel like this really comes back to the moment I learned not to make decisions today based on my current self and current level of comfort, but literally thinking, who do I want to be a year from now? And like, what is the no-brainer decision that version would make? Was around the same time that I invested in my first mastermind. And I actually love telling, I wasn't even thinking this far through, was that mastermind was the biggest investment I had ever made. It was 15 grand. I was doing it to grow my current company, Powerhouse Women, which at the time was probably hadn't made that much in its first full year. So I was going into year two, really starting to take it seriously, knew exactly where it was going. And I just knew deep down that I was doing it. I was making the investment because I was ready to level up. And I think this is important and we should touch on this, that you don't make it out of desperation, hoping that the move or the mastermind, the thing is going to change you. I knew I was ready to change myself.
Yes, that's huge.
And I knew I was ready to show up in that energy. And that year, I think it's actually cool to share that I didn't actually love the mastermind. It was just kind of like an okay experience. And because I took full responsibility, this year is going to expand me. I'm investing this because I know what it's going to turn into. And I even told my husband, I said, I have a plan that I'm going to 10x my investment. Now, it didn't come in the way I thought immediately. That was because I was in that mastermind. We reconnected. We created Event Love, mm-hmm. which went on to more than 10x. And that was, I grew my business massively and bonus new revenue, not even planned, not on any radar, just from how I showed up in that environment.
Wow.
I mean, that changed everything. That changed the trajectory because I saw, the biggest reason it changed me is I saw what happens when I bet on my future self, when I take the strategic moves and stretches that don't make sense to anyone else around me based on who I know. I can like feel my future self saying like, yes, go for it.
I love that concept of betting on your future self. Too many people make a decision based on their today dollars and who they are today. And that's why they keep getting what they had yesterday, right? When you keep making decisions based on today's dollars and your financial picture today and who you are today, you're going to get more of today. But Lynn, like you said, when you made those decisions out of who you wanted to be as your future self, like if you took a time machine, you say, okay, what kind of badass, we should use your brand, what kind of powerhouse woman decision would Lindsay in 1 year make? And you're like, oh, she'd invest in this mastermind.
Shit.
Right? Right? So that time machine, you took the time machine and used a year or 2 year from you now version of Lindsay to make that decision. I'm curious, was it the financial investment or was it the level of the room that felt most expansive?
So it was both. First, it was the financial investment. And there was something that just clicked in my brain. This is also when I knew that I didn't need to be afraid of going for a stretch financial investment because my brain naturally goes to, okay, cool. How do I make that happen? I started asking myself better questions and then getting in the room. And I'll never forget one conversation in particular because I walked into the first retreat, first time ever investing at that level. And I realized really quickly, no one else had secrets. Like they had things that had worked for them. They could share strategies. There wasn't some big secret that wasn't available anywhere else. Mm-hmm. It was hearing one person stand up and share how in such a casual way, I will never forget this, that they had totally automated their business because they were going on a reality show, could not even be online and made, they're like, it was still a pretty good month for us. We made about 30K that month. And I remember just being like, I've never been around someone who was earning that as their safe number.
Yeah.
And I realized I was going to have to show up differently. And so I started to ask really intentional questions. I sat next to that person at lunch and instead of being like, oh, I'm not good enough, but you know, my other business makes a lot of money, but this one isn't making anything. I said, will you break down for me? What is your business trajectory growth look like? You know, what are your revenue streams? I just started asking questions that the previous version that hadn't stepped into her future self would have been too embarrassed to admit that like, I didn't really know. How do you scale like to that number?
Yeah.
And it completely changed everything because I started asking more bold questions and even just taking the opportunities to ask questions of people, speakers who came. That's how you and I connected. Mm-hmm. I just was like, well, I'm in this room. I'm going to show up as the version of me that I was committed to becoming by taking this step. So it was making the financial investment and then consistently saying, I feel super uncomfortable doing this, but what would that version of me do?
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's amazing. How about you, babe?
A time that felt expansive or stupid or silly or crazy for me that paid off. There's a million of them because I'm 100 years old. But the most recent one, actually, I think is the best example. And that is choosing to shut down a couple million dollars a year worth of programs, coaching programs and events and masterminds and courses and all that stuff. And leaving only one of those things up and running. And going all in on building this fintech platform, this peer-to-peer lending app. And the expansive part wasn't necessarily, it was expansive saying no to the income, but it was really the commitment of saying, am I really burning the boats? Like, am I really just getting in this one boat and I'm headed out to sea and there's no going back kind of a thing? Mm-hmm. That's what was so crazy and expansive. And a good adjacent to that was I have 9-figure dreams, or I should say I've got $100 million thermostat right now. And clearly we're not there. And to get there, it really had an epiphany. As a matter of fact, you talked about this last night too. I was hanging around a lot of $5 to $10 million a year entrepreneurs. I was hanging around a lot of $5 to $10 million a year coaches, $5 to $10 million a year speakers, that kind of thing. But while there's nothing wrong with that, it is a far cry from hanging around the people that are going to get me to $100 million. And when I went and said to my now business partner, Matt, who just had a multiple nine-figure exit, and he's sitting on multiple nine figures liquid himself. When I went there and said, dude, I will stop everything. I will give everything up. I will go all in on this. This will get all of my attention if you'll partner with me on this. Like that commitment to someone who already performs at that level and saying, hey, I'll go all in. And now that fear of, well, I can't go dick around. I can't kind of be one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah, they operate different.
Yeah, because we locked arms on this thing. You know, his team became our team and all that stuff. And, you know, we're off to the races. It's going fantastic. That result of the peer-to-peer lending app going way ahead of schedule and off to the races right now is a direct result of that expansive moment of saying, okay, I'll walk away from what is comfortable. I'll walk away from what is consistent. I'll walk away from one level of abundance to really swing for the fences for this other level of abundance.
You know, what's crazy is I've even watched you even operate a bit different, and no one from the outside would notice the difference, but being your wife, obviously, just even how you show up a little earlier, or you show up a little bigger, or you just show up more, because this team, it's different when you're hiring your own team. You're directing them or you're managing them. You're leading them. You're ahead of them. Essentially, you're the visionary. Where now when you are hanging out in these other rooms, you're now with people who operate at a level that is higher than you, which now has called you higher and is making you change. Like, it's making you show up, where no matter how much, like, your first team member makes you show the F up. It really does. But then you can kind of like, you kind of settle into that. You don't want to disappoint them. But at the same time, you also are like, there's not that person in front of you who's been there or done that, or who it has a, you need to hang out with people who have really high expectations of life, of themselves, of their health. That's a huge one. Yep. We learned that, like, sometimes when we don't hang out with people who are healthy, we're not healthy. And just like, where in your life can you up level even a little bit? Because I know that you're listening to like a really large conversation right now, depending on where you are in the journey. But, you know, Lindsay, you were telling us last night that some of the conversations you love that we have on this, he said, we said, she said.
I love that. He said, we said. Like,
you know, loving to hear like the numbers or where we want to go and what we're doing, because that is really the aspirational place of like, no matter where you're at. And that's how I feel. No matter where you're at, you want to hear those conversations. So you guys, I hope that this was just super inspiring, and knowing that these levels are really accessible, and knowing that everything is a rung on the ladder, and, you know, you have to visit each chapter, but you can definitely accelerate your chapter dependent upon what rooms and what uncomfortable experiences you choose for yourself. And I just want to re-highlight the thing Lynn said real quick again, just talking about, help me, Lindsay, what was
your
the
futures.
Point?
So don't make a decision based on your current comfort level, your current view of yourself. Really stretch, and you'll feel resistance around it. That's actually how you know you're thinking big enough. And if you're right now the person who is kind of like the biggest dreamer in your group, it's probably time to stretch yourself even to think about being in a physical different place or a mastermind, a group, wherever it's going to have you feel like that least experienced person in the room.
Yep.
And that really can look so many different ways. But I never heard people talking about that, oh, wow, these people I look up to are putting themselves in rooms where they don't feel like, or it just stretches them in one way or another. Yep. So it's so cool to hear.
All right, guys. Well, we want to hear how you're going to stretch yourself. Hit all of us up on Instagram. By the way, Lindsay Schwartz has two L's. If you ever try and find her and you can't find her on Instagram.
Just on Instagram.
It's double L Lindsay Schwartz. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Double L Lindsay Schwartz, almost like
Ladies
LL Cool J.
Ladies love Lindsay Schwartz.
Just like Ladies love LL Cool J. I see what was behind this.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if you guys want to start your day with the right lenses on, if you want to feel up-leveled, if you want to feel abundant, I will text your ass every single morning when I wake up an abundant mindset, mantra, or business perspective. And all you have to do is text us the word daily to 310-421-0416. Again, text us the word daily to 310-421-0416. And every morning, okay, I'm lying, I don't do it on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, I will help you put that abundant set of lenses on by texting you directly.
How does one text someone's ass? Do they have an ass phone? Is that an ass line?
I mean, you really want to get into this conversation? Let's save that one for the next he said, we said.
Stay tuned.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Love and appreciate you.